Here's what's happening. Oh, one other thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is full of them this morning.
The people have been saying that for a long time about you.
He's full of it. Yeah.
It seems that a recent phone company advertising campaign has really cooked the goose for some Bell Canada telephone operators. The television commercial shows an operator being so helpful that she gives a caller advice on how to cook a chicken. Well, since the ad hit the airwaves in March, Bell Canada operators say they've been deluged with callers who want some cooking advice. Hello, operator. Could you tell me how to cook my husband's goose? I don't know. It's really crazy.
Really? I'd like to hear the recipe for that one.
What?
Cooking the husband's goose.
Oh, I see. Oh. Play on words, I guess.
Say nothing of the gander. Yeah.
57 degrees at 8:31. This is Don O'Day with the May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headlines, several persons have been reported killed today in a fire that swept the small Tennessee town of Jellicoe, located about 60 miles from Knoxville. But there are conflicting reports of the number killed. Some estimates are as high as 11 persons dead. Israeli Prime Minister Begin met with a parliamentary committee in secret session today to discuss the U.S. decision to sell F-15 jet fighters to Saudi Arabia. He said he was unhappy with the decision, but it would not stop Middle East peace efforts. Israeli Defense Minister Weizmann said the decision by the U.S. Senate was regrettable, but the Saudis applauded the action, saying it was a victory for President Carter. In Romeo, Michigan today, more than 100 strikers confronted workers at the Ford Motor Company tractor facility. The confrontation, however, was peaceful, and no arrests were reported in that incident. A hearing is scheduled in U.S. District Court in Alexandria today on a proposed cutoff of state funds for Medicaid abortions in Virginia. The Virginia legislature voted to cutoff in March, but last month, federal judge Albert Bryant ordered that the state reimburse poor women for therapeutic abortions. The D.C. Zoning Commission has approved a height increase for new buildings on Pennsylvania Avenue. If the increase receives final approval, new buildings between 10th and 15th Streets could be built at 160 feet. The height limit currently is 130 feet for most buildings in the city. A survey by the Arlington County School System shows that most parents are pleased with the education their children are getting. More than 80% of the parents surveyed gave the schools a rating of good or excellent. The Montgomery County Council has approved its fiscal 1979 budget, which gives county government workers a 6.8% cost of living raise. The new property tax rate will be set by June, and a small decrease is expected. A VEPCO official says the company's new North Anna nuclear generating plant will begin commercial operations May 27th. W.L. Prophet, a senior vice president, said the unit has undergone extensive tests to ensure it can be operated safely. Five more witnesses scheduled to testify at the trial of two men accused of spying for Hanoi. Defense lawyers say the trial in U.S. District Court in Alexandria should take at least two more days. A report on pay television that's coming up next in the WPGC News Magazine.
Hey, hey, Dr. J. Where'd you get those moves? You move with us, great.
Are you a member of the human race?
Hey, Dr. J, where'd you get those moves?
You're an artist, you're a wizard, and you blow up in air. Everybody's wondering,
how'd you get there?
Oh.
Hey, Dr. J, where'd you get those moves? Are you wearing magic shoes?
When Dr. J does his thing, it's poetry in motion. You could learn a lot about basketball just watching him. And one of the things you'd learn is what basketball shoes to wear. Converse All-Stars. All-Stars give him the support and traction he needs when he makes his amazing moves. You can get them in different colors, high cut, low cut, in leather or canvas. They're tough and comfortable. And they have something you can only get from Converse All-Stars. Magic.
Are you wearing magic shoes?
Would you be willing to pay $3 to watch a new movie on your TV set at home, or $5 to see an exclusive broadcast of the Ali Spinks rematch in the comfort of your own living room? Well, residents of the San Francisco Bay Area are about to be asked those very questions. Within the next few months, 6 months as a matter of fact, Subscription Television Incorporated will be hitting the area with a multi-million dollar advertising campaign to push its new pay TV service. It will be a test to see if pay television is a viable or has a viable future in the U.S. Here's how the subscription television plan will work. Subscribers will pay a one-time only fee of $30 to have a special decoder box installed on their TV sets. They will also be given a small electronic chip to insert into the decoder. The chip will not only allow subscribers to tune in to a special cable channel, but it will also automatically charge them for the shows they watch on that channel. The average family can expect to pay between $20 and $50 a month to watch special first-run movies, opera, sporting events, and even some porn flicks at home. If the pay TV plan works in San Francisco, it will probably be exported to the rest of the country, a move that's expected to revolutionize television programming as we know it today. For one thing, broadcasts of the World Series will probably be limited to pay TV viewers and freed from the need to bring in large audiences for advertisers. Television programmers will be able to design their shows for smaller segments of the viewing audience. The only thing that remains to be seen is whether Americans are willing to pay for programs without commercials. WPGC News Magazine time is 8:36, turning to the People section. Music, the group Chicago is in Miami now recording their first album with Danny Dukas, who replaced Terry Kath as a member of that group. Everyone seems pleased with the results so far. Medical, a team of University of Washington researchers say unruly hair on a child could be the result of poor brain development. They say that they found unruly hair in 7% of 30 children with Down syndrome and in 63% of 38 children with Lang syndrome. Both disorders involve retardation and smaller than normal heads. Movies, Ryan O'Neill and the rest of the cast of Oliver's Story. That story based on Eric Segal's sequel to Love Story. They're now shooting on location in Hong Kong after a stint in New York recently. Metro weather, showers or thunderstorms today may cause some minor flooding. High today 60 to 65, periods of rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. High today 50 to 55, that should be low tonight, 50 to 55. Not quite so cool tomorrow, with a high near 70. Current Washington temperature, 57 at WPGC at 737.
Let's make that 837. How's that?
What an addict. Another 7, I'm sorry. 837.